Thank you, Father. Thank you, Mashiach Yahushua, for dying for us, being tortured for us, so we can live for you. Through you we come to our Father. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight is going to be a discussion on being an influencer. So a new thing has kind of come up. When you're looking at on your cell phones and TikTok and these other pro reels, there's something called an influencer. An influencer is described as a person with the ability to influence potential buyers or recommending a product. And so we are all influencers. And we're going to look at Paul, the Apostle Paul, as being a great influencer. And many times being in areas where you had no idea you could even get in those areas. And so we've got to realize, even if we walk and we make a mistake, if we're in a mistake, we can still be very positive influencers as we go along in life. So always be looking for that. Are you changing people's lives? Are people watching your lives and seeing a life that they would want? And we're going to watch the Apostle Paul doing that. So we're going to start off with, this is going to all be in the book of Acts. Acts 22. And this is going to be important in other accounts. So we're going to see Acts 22, 25, and 26. And they're about ready to whip Paul, and Paul says in 5, but when they had stretched him out with straps, and one thing we realize is that many times the Romans and other civilizations believe you did not speak the truth unless you were beaten. So you just got beaten regardless, because nobody tells the truth unless you're beaten. And so here they got, they're pulling the straps out to go ahead and start whipping him. And when they had stretched him out with straps, Paul said to the bystanders, "Centurion, a Roman and uncondemned, is it allowed you to be scourging?" And when the centurion heard that, he went unto the captain and reported, saying, "What they are going to do for this man is a Roman." We can't beat Romans. But we're going to see another place where he kept that silence and was beaten, specifically when he could have said that at any particular time.
Wow.
Yeah, and so you're looking at, wow. You know, we would do that as an American citizen. If we're in a foreign country, we would try to say, "I want to go to my embassy." Now, we're going to go to Acts chapter 16 and kind of go through how Paul influenced people.
It's interesting. He waited until he was stretched out to say that.
Yeah. We're going to see another place where he was beaten. And but we're going to see the response of what was accomplished by him being quiet. And kind of this is going to be him proclaiming the word to the most unlikely people. And usually they were in prison. They're prisoners. So who cares about prisoners or criminals? Well, Yahweh does. And so we're going to send Paul into places where you have to be in prison to talk to them, and so you're going to go to prison so you can talk to these people. Well, that's not very good. I want to talk to the Jews, the high priest, and when you're looking at the high, what most of us would like
the president.
to convert pastors or preachers and trying to, and here's a very wealthy Christians and trying to do that to them instead of the people who are, according to society, at the bottom of the chain. But actually that's who Christ is interested in, because most of the other people are not interested, which we'll see. So 16 verse 6, see if I there, 6 to 10, why don't you read that, Aaron?
And they passed through Phrygian and Galatian country, being forbidden by the Ruach Kadesh to speak the word in Asia. When coming into Mysia, they were attempting to journey into Bithynia, and the Ruach of Jesus suffered them not, but passing by Mysia, they came down into Troas. And a vision by night unto Paul appeared, a man of Macedonia, that was standing, and beseeching him, saying, "Come over unto Macedonia and bring us succor." Now when the vision he had seen, straightway he sought to go forth into Macedonia, concluding that God had summoned us to tell the glad tidings unto them.
Okay, he's supposed to be there. And he's going. And there was a person who was demonized that kept pestering him. These are the man of the Most High God. And so we know that story. Go to verse 18, and he says, that's it. Yahweh tells him to cast out the demon.
3 days in, right?
And this she continued to do for many days. But Paul worn out, and then turning unto the woman.
No,
he didn't turn unto the woman.
The
he turned unto the Ruach, the Spiritus. And said, off the subject, but Kenneth Culp and other people say, you are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. Like this spirit? Right? A demon? So I'm like a demon? And that's what they're actually saying. Well, no. Well, a spirit is an invisible force. These guys are called spirits, which is really good. Spirit actually means breath. We could take that in consideration, but he said unto the spirit, let's see here, turned to the spirit, said, I charge in the name of Yahushua Mashiach to come out of her. And it came out the same hour. And they were so happy and blessed that they nailed down to him. No, on the contrary, the owners of the woman lost their fortune. And so they beat him. Now he could have said,
I'm a Roman.
You can't beat me. But that's not what he does. So in 22 to 27, and when the multitude rose up against them, and the magistrates, rending off them their mantles, were giving orders to beat them with rods. This is Macedonia, which is still part of the Roman kingdom empire. And laying upon them many stripes, they thrust them into prison, charging the prison keeper safely to be keeping them. Now, who's going to witness to these prisoners? Well, Paul and Silas are. So they got put right into prison.
All we got to do is get them in there.
Yeah.
You got to be beaten first.
And so Paul could have said, should I tell them I'm a Roman? Nope. Keep it quiet. You're going to get beaten. But you're going to accomplish something. You're an influencer. You're going to hit people that nobody else can approach. Uh-huh. And who in a charge like this receiving thrust them into the inner prison, and their feet made fast to the stocks, and at midnight, Paul and Silas, being at prayer, began singing praises unto God. Who hears that?
Yeah. Prisoners.
All the prisoners are hearing this. And let's see if there's any punch to your religion. And they're going to see there's a punch to these guys' religion. So think of how many people are going to turn to Yahweh because of this incident. The people inside the prison, and we know the prison keeper did, absolutely.
Yes, they
and at midnight, Paul and Silas, being at prayer, began singing praises unto Yahweh, and the prisoners unto them did hearken. The prisoners, there you go. Well, you've been beaten. You know, you got shackles on. You got probably rats running around the thing. It's dark in there. It's obviously not comfortable whatsoever.
You don't have flesh tone.
And you're going to start saying and say, God, why did you desert me? Why did you desert me? I went down here. I've had it. I quit. And began singing praises unto Yahweh, and the prisoners of them did hearken. And suddenly, a great earthquake took place, so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken, and all the doors were set open, and the bonds of all were unfastened. Now that gets your attention.
Yeah.
That these guys are the real thing. And the prison keeper, being awakened and seeing that the doors of the prison had been opened, drawing his sword, about to kill himself, supposing the prisoners to have fled, but Paul called out with a loud voice, Revelation. Because there's no candles in there. It's midnight. Saying, by no means do thyself harm, for we are one and all here. Uh-huh. So he's telling all the prisoners, stay put, stay put. I'm asking for a light. He, you know, there it is, and asking for a light.
Wow, see, it's dark.
He sprang in and, becoming agitated, fell down into Paul and Silas, and leading them forth outside, and, "Sirs, what must I do that I may be saved?" So there it goes. And they said, "Believe on the Lord Yahushua, and thou shalt be saved, thou and thy house." And they spake unto him the word of Yahweh with all who were in his house. And taking with him in that hour of the night, he bathed them from their stripes, and was immersed, he and his, one and all, on the spot. And leading them up into his house, he sat near a table, and exalted, exalted means to leap.
Wow.
Having with all his house believed in Yahweh. And when that when day came, the magistrate sent off the constables, saying, "Let them go." And the prisoner keeper reported the words unto Paul, and the magistrates having sent that you be let go. Now therefore go forth to take your journey in peace. But Paul said unto them, "Meeting us in public, uncondemned men that are Romans." Now he speaks up, right? "They thrust us out into prison, and now by stealth are they thrusting us forth. Nay, verily, let them come themselves and lead us out." And the constable reported unto the magistrates these words, and they were struck with fear when they heard that they were Romans. So, you know, so here's what Paul and Silas did to help people, and they went into severe situations to do that. Now we're going to look at some other ones. And going to Jerusalem. Acts 20. When Paul was going to Jerusalem, in this chapter, Acts 20, 16, he was not supposed to go to Jerusalem. Yahweh in many places stopped, and we're going to see that. But he ends up, as we know, he went to Jerusalem and then got arrested and put in prison. Well, but let's look at, most people will say that, you know, that he was supposed to go to Jerusalem. No, because Yahweh is going to stop this. So we're going to see Acts 20, 16. But Paul, having determined to sail past Ephesus, lest he should happen to lose time in Asia, for he hastened, if it was possible for him, against the day of Pentecost to arrive in Jerusalem. He wanted to be there on the day of Pentecost. Now, what happens in the temple? Well, Yahweh's not in the temple. So this temple, the Jews are the ones who killed their son. You know, the curtain between the Holy of Holies was ripped in half. So now we're the Holy of Holies. We're the abiding place of Yahweh. So why he wanted to go back into a heathen place, these are really antichrist. Because a Jew who rejects Christ rejects who else?
The Father.
So what are you trying to hang out with these people for? But nevertheless, that's tradition, and you wanted to go there, so he's going there, or wants to go there, in 22 to 24. And now, lo, I am bound in my spirit, in journeying unto Jerusalem, the things which thereof shall befall me, not knowing, say that the Holy Spirit from city to city does bear me full witness, saying that bonds and tribulations await me. Okay. Time out. All right. But for what cause whatsoever, I am making my life dearer to myself, that I may finish my course in the ministry which I have received from the Lord Yahushua, to bear full witness as to the good news of the favor of Yahweh. Okay. Let's go a little bit deeper, 21:4. And finally, after the disciples, we remained there 7 days, and they unto Paul began to say through the Spirit that he would gain no footing in Jerusalem. So he's really warned. Now we go to 9.
Okay, what chapter are you at?
21. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
21:9. Now this man, this is Philip, had four virgin daughters who used to prophesy, and as we stayed on many days, there came down a certain prophet from Judea, a prophet by the name Agabus, and coming unto us and taking Paul's girdle, he bowed his own hands and said, "Thus saith the Holy Spirit, the man whose this girdle is shall the Jews thus bind in Jerusalem and deliver up into the hands of the Gentiles." So Yahweh sent a prophet to him. He's got everybody talking to him, but we know he goes to Jerusalem. So our story is what happens after he gets imprisoned. So he goes in Jerusalem. what is supposed to be there. Let's see here. Now he is going to Rome. So he appeals to go to Rome. He's in Jerusalem for 2 years in prison. Now obviously everybody heard him in there speaking the word. But now we're going to go to Acts 27:1.
Paul's prison ministry.
Yes. There is another place. I forgot to get the verse. Okay, let's go back to 23:11. So now Paul is in a situation where he wasn't supposed to be. He said, we're going to many times be in a situation where we're not supposed to be. Okay, well, this is plan B, so Yahweh can still utilize it. In 11 and on 23, but on the following night, the Lord, standing over him, said, be of good courage, for as thou hast fully borne witness of the things concerning me in Jerusalem, so must thou in Rome also bear witness. Okay. So now they say, you're going to Rome. And so he appeals to go to Rome. And so now we're going to 27:1-4. Why don't you read 1 through 4?
27. Now when it was determined that we should sail for Italy, they proceeded to deliver Paul and certain other prisoners unto a centurion by name of Julius, an Augustine band.
Of
an Augustine band. And going on board of a ship of
Adramedium.
About to sail into places along the coast of Asia, we put the sea, there being with us Aristarchus, a Macedonian of
Thessalonica.
And on the next day we put into Zidon, and Julius, treating Paul kindly, gave him leave to go unto his friends and refresh himself. And from thence, putting out to sea, we sailed under the lee of Cyprus, because the winds were contrary.
Stop there. But you see, he's got a guy named Julius that's being kind to him, and he's going to impact Julius' life considerably. Now we go to verse 9 and 10. And when a considerable time had passed, and sailing was already dangerous because even the fast had been already gone by, Paul began to advise, saying unto them, sirs, I perceive that with damage and great loss, not only of the cargo of the ship, but even of our persons, shall the voyage certainly be attended. So it's by revelation to tell them not to go forward. But they went anyway. We go to 21, 26. And when they had been long without food, you know, they're in a hurricane right now, then Paul, standing in the midst of them, said, ye ought indeed, sirs, yielding to me, not to have sailed from Crete to get into this damage and loss. And now I recommend to you to be of good courage, for loss of life shall there be none at all from among you, only of the ship. Now remember this, I think there's 276 prisoners on the ship, or people on the ship.
How do we know that?
And you're going to see. But you know, Julius is listening to him. Now, here is the holy man, as an influencer. You're going to see they're going to be, you know, how long it takes to get there. But in a storm itself, it's 2 weeks. They haven't eaten for 2 weeks. They've been in a storm for 2 weeks. And so does he witness to the prisoners on the ship?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. So all these people are being touched. We're never going to know their names except for Julius. But Yahweh knows all their names.
Amen.
And they're going to be watching. Who is this guy? He told us not to go, and now we went, and we got this. For there stood me by me this night, according belonging unto the Elohim who I am, unto whom also I am doing divine service, a messenger saying, be not afraid, Paul, for before Caesar must thou needs stand. And lo, Yahweh hath granted to thee as a favor all them who are sailing with thee. I mean, everybody likes to hear that.
Yeah.
Wherefore be of good courage, servants, for I believe in Yahweh, and so it shall be according as it hath been told me. Upon a certain island, however, must we needs be wrecked. And so he's telling them the future. And so you got 276 people who are listening to this, witnessing it.
Which is good, because he started off, there's going to be loss of life. Now there's not going to be loss of life.
Yeah. Now we go to 31. Paul said unto the centurion and unto the soldiers, you know, a lot of the soldiers are going to jump ship. And Paul says unto the centurion and unto the soldiers, except these abide in the ship, you yourselves cannot be saved. Then the soldiers cut away the ropes of the boat and let them fall off. You know, here's the lifeboats. So, cut the lifeboats.
Oh, no.
And so, is Paul an influencer? Absolutely, he's influencer. If it comes to pass.
If they cut the lifeboats, he's quite the influencer.
And obviously, Julius is telling them also, let's follow this guy. And until day was about to dawn, Paul continued to beseech one and all to take some food, saying, this day is the 14th day that in suspense, fasting, you are completing, having helped yourself to nothing, 2 weeks without eating. Wherefore, I beseech you to take some food, for this lays a foundation for your safety. For no one of you shall a hair of the head perish. Wow, so these are great testimonies. And having said these things and taken the loaf, he gave thanks unto Yahweh before all, and breaking it began to eat, and all becoming of good cheer, they also helped themselves to food. And so they're getting a great testimony. It's no different than the man at the Gate Beautiful standing up. They're seeing all this, and what you're doing is 276 people.
I think it's 76.
Yeah, but if you look at the footnote, what's it say?
Oh, 276.
And I think another place it'll say 276, according to Westcott and Hort. But we were in the ship about seven, even if it was 76 souls, it wouldn't make any difference. But now 276. And let's see here. We're up to 34, 37. Yeah, 42 to 44. Let me see here. Now the soldiers' counsel turned out to be that they would kill the prisoners, lest anyone should swim out and escape. But the centurion, being minded to bring Paul safely through, hindered them of their purpose. Now the prisoners are going to be saved because of Paul. Such as were able to swim, to cast themselves overboard and get first to the land, and the rest, some on planks and some on other things from ship. And so it came to pass that all were brought safely through as onto the land. Damn, I should take my swimming lessons. Getting a hold of people. I don't know how to swim.
Yeah.
And you're going, what a time to learn how to swim. You're not going to learn how to swim. You grab some piece of wood. Yeah, this is, they were in a bad shape. We're in a bad fix. And they were that on. Brother, we're in a
tight spot.
Yeah, we're in a hot spot. We're in a tight spot. Tight spot. 28:1. Okay, so you have 276 people who are influenced by Paul, who Yahweh knows their name, or nobody's listed. According to the world, they're not important, they're prisoners. But I bet you there's been, you know, if you had even 10%, 27 people change their lives because of that, change their families. Now we're going to the island. Natives. And when we were 28:1, and when we were safely through, then we knew that the island was called Melita. And the natives began to show us no common philanthropy. For kindling the fire, they received us all, because of the rain had set in and because of the cold. But when Paul had gathered a certain lot of firewood into a bundle, laid it on the fire, a viper, by reason of the heat coming forth, fastened on his hand. Well, wait a minute. What did the Lord tell Paul in the vision?
You're going to Rome.
You're going to Rome to appeal to Caesar. So make sure when you get a revelation, a prophecy, hang on to it, because this doesn't look good.
No.
I love this. Oh, man. You know, you're...
Just survived 2 weeks out of
here. Yeah, you're completely soaked. You had to swim to shore with all your clothes. You lost everything out there. My sleeping bag.
You're so skinny from not eating.
Yeah, for 2 days. And all of a sudden, you get out there and just try to... You're shaking. And he said, Cole, you know, he's sticking something bite you. And everybody goes... Man, you got bad karma.
Hanging on there, yeah.
But this is a witness. I think Yahweh might have had that spirit, that snake, come out and bite him. You know, to show people something. Because now you're going to look at some strong, strong power.
Yeah.
Three, and when Paul had gathered a certain lot of firewood into a bundle and laid it on a fire, a viper, by reason of the heat coming forth, fastened on his hand. And when the natives saw the brute hanging out from his hand, they began to say one to another, "Doubtless this man is a murderer who know that through brought safety out of the sea justice," and that's the Greek word dike, which is a Greek god. So D-I-K-E. So we have five Greek gods in the Greek Testament. You know, we got Hades, we got Thanos, we got dike, we've got Hector, Elijah was called Helios.
Helios,
and then we got Tartarus. So this, the word, and that's why he translates it capital J, justice, and that's Dike was the god of justice. Justice hath not suffered to live. He, however, shaken off the brute into the fire, suffered no harm, whereas they were expecting. I love this. Wages. I bet you 5 minutes. $10. $5 minutes. He's dead. Everybody's betting. I'll take that. Everybody's watching. Elijah watching. Whereas they're expecting he was about to become inflamed, or you know, it's probably a sea snake, which was, you've got two kind of vipers, barely, a hematoma, which is a blood infection, that's a rattlesnake, and then you've got a neurotoxin, which is a cobra, and it stops you breathing. So with a hematoma, you got bit on the arm, you can cut it off the arm and save the body. But once you stop breathing, it's really days out. And so that's called a neurotoxin. And that's what they're waiting for. And when they're expecting he was about to become inflamed or to fall down suddenly dead, I mean, this is really powerful stuff. But when they had long expecting and had observed nothing unusual happening to him, they changed their mind and began to say he was a god. Well, yeah. And so this is influence. Is he an influencer? Yeah. He's absolutely is an influencer. And all of us can choose to be an influencer, but we can't walk away to the world. The homosexual influencers, you know, is what they are. And I started thinking today, you know, they got the rainbow and call it pride. What they should have is a phallic symbol is what they got.
Yeah,
this is what it's all about, is sodomy. So they are sodomites. Nothing to do about pride. And we're going to take we're not going to give you our rainbow, not take it back. We're not giving it up. You know, that's our covenant from Yahweh, a unilateral covenant, that the earth's not going to be flooded. Now, in the neighborhood of that place, 7, were lands belonging to the chief man of the island by name Publius, was making us welcome for 3 days' hospitality to entertain us. And so it happened that the father of Publius, with feverish heat and dysentery distress, was lying prostrate, unto whom Paul, entering in and praying, laid his hands on him and healed him. So look how Yahweh is just affecting all these prisoners now. And now you're going into the natives. And when this happened, the rest also, even they in the island who were sick, were coming in and getting cured. We're going to get in line. Like all of us would be. You know, you got a death sentence, you got cancer, I'm sorry, you can't heal it. Well, this person just got healed, I'm going over here.
And it's free.
Yeah, well, who also with many honors honored us, and we were about to sell, put in a board, such things that we needed. Let's see here, 28, 23, and 20. Now, okay, so on my journey, I was in the prison, which I shouldn't have been, in Jerusalem for 2 years. So I talked to those prisoners. Now, I'm on my boat, I've got 276 guys with me, I'm talking to them, and Julius, converting them. Now I'm going to Crete, I think that's Crete, wasn't it? No,
Melitia.
Malika. He went to them, and now all the people there know about Mashiach, Yahushua, Mashiach. Now I finally get to Rome, and here's the Jews who are supposed to know about all this. These other guys knew nothing. The prisoners know nothing. but they saw power. You know, the natives probably didn't know nothing, but they saw power. They probably heard of it. And now you're going to the Jews, and look what happens. The people who are supposed to want it, what they're going to do. 24, and some indeed, well, that's 23, and having arranged for him a day, there came unto him to be lodging a large number, unto whom proceeded to expound, bearing full witness to the kingdom of Yahweh, and persuading them concerning Yahushua, both from the law of Moses and from the prophets, from morning until evening. Have to do any of that stuff with the prisoners. And some indeed were persuaded by the things that were spoken, whereas others disbelieved. And so here you got it right here. And not being agreed among themselves, they began to leave. Paul said one thing. Well, so it does show you that many times the most religious people are the unbelievers. Surprise! The high priest had him murdered.
Yeah.
Surprise! You know, the priest had him murdered. I mean, that was the high priest. And so you're looking at, that was the church. Paul had said one thing. Well, did the Holy Spirit speak through Isaiah the prophet unto your father, saying, go thy way unto this people, and say, you shall surely hear, and yet will in no wise understand, and surely see, and yet will in no wise perceive. For the heart of this people hath become dense, and with their ears hearing, or heavy have they heard, and their lips have they closed, lest once they should see with their eyes, and with their ears should hear, and with their heart should understand, and return, when I should certainly heal them. Be it known unto you, therefore, that unto the nations hath been sent forth this salvation of God, they will also hear. So, the moral of the story is, be an influencer, and many times when you've missed it, and you're in a situation, keep influencing, and Yahweh can make what they said, you know, lemons into lemonade.
Yeah.
Oh, let's finish up in Philippians 1:13. It also validates he's in prison for 2 years. But look what he talks about. 1:13. So that my bonds have become manifest in Christ and the whole what?
House.
And unto all the rest. Christ, Yahushua, Mashiach, all we hear is this, you know, for 2 years. Hey, come here. Oh, no.
Tell everybody about this guy.
So think of that. That's what we should be. Oh. Okay, we'll stop there. That's
when they see you coming into the pastor's meetings or the
He's got a Bible.
Bible and your t-shirts. Oh, man, he's
that weird guy.
Yeah, I had it. Yeah, the t-shirt where it says, Jesus Christ is Lord unto the glory of Yahweh, his God and Father. And what does that tell people? Yahweh is not Jesus' God. Yeah. It's all through Scripture that way. Yeah. What about the Trinity? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. What about Yahweh? Have you ever heard of him? No, never heard of the guy.
He is Lord.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I love this.
Well,
he
wait a minute.
Lord.
Let's go ahead and finish. Yeah. No. Okay. And that's just corruption through our text, but it's the same situation. I just put a paper in that we wrote today, and it was talking about, open the eyes of our heart, O Lord. There's a song that says, open the eyes of my heart, O Lord. And I say, don't be a hypocrite. Don't sing that song. Because Yahweh's going to say, okay, speak in tongues. Now, I, you know, 1 Corinthians 14, I would that you all speak in tongues. Well, no, open my eyes and my heart. No, I'm not going to do that. Cover to prophesy. No, I'm not going to do that either. You know, so after one, I say, so don't sing this song. Don't say, open my eyes. Because you don't want to see. I'm telling you to leave your church. Well, no, I can't. My your teacher's church teaching wrong doctrine. Well, I like that doctrine, but then don't say, open my eyes, Lord. All right? Because you don't want your eyes open. I've attempted to open your eyes, but you're going to keep them closed because you're happy where you are. Fine. But don't be a hypocrite and say something that you really don't mean.
Yeah.
So I want to give a word of prophecy according to 1 Corinthians 14. Father, we thank you for these words. So be bold, my sons and daughters, my children, because I've given you great proof of my son's resurrection and of my ability in your lives and other people's lives around you. So take that to heart and amplify that. And as you walk faithfully, according to my words, you'll see greater and greater signs and wonders, which other people will manifest in your life as you are my ambassadors who I'm called to serve me. See you next week.
Hallelujah.